Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's Rich Wilson. Welcome to Fantasy Baseball Live. I'm here with my good friend Tim McLeod. It is now 3 o'clock, 3:08 to be exact, on Sunday, and we are in the middle of our mock draft, which we are playing out for reals this year in a gladiator league. There is no pickups. There is you draft, and you play the team that you are dealt. Tim, we left off with you trying to figure out whose team do you like the best. We've got some people in the chat room saying they like Tim and Adrian's team. Duck Cooper says he likes my team. Kind of like Ed's team. So everybody's liking somebody else's team. So no consensus here, Tim.
No, and you know, Doug had to add that he wasn't sucking up, okay? Just to make that perfectly clear.
it gives him absolutely nothing to say that my team is good or not. So who cares?
Yeah. And of course I had to chip in with my yeah comment. But anyhow, we're back on the clock with Adrian wrapping up the last of the 11th round with Brandon Nemo. Before that went Hunter Renfrew, Lars Nootbaar. We got some outfielders going off the board. And Adrian starts off round 12 with Lance Lynn of the Chicago White Sox.
So, Timmy, whose team do you like? Is there anybody that's standing out to you?
I really didn't give it much of an analysis during the break. Other priorities. You get to a certain age, you got to take advantage of those body breaks, Rich.
All right, so Tim did not do his job.
I'm happy with my effort so far.
Well, why are you happy with your efforts, Tim?
Well, because I got some power, I got some speed. I don't think I have any high injury risk, which means most of my team will be on the IL this year. Light in the relief pitching category, but I'm okay with that. Like I said, I like my pitching. I think I got four number twos, so we'll see how it all plays out. What about yourself? You happy with your effort so far?
In hindsight, I'm not so sure I'm happy with my second pick and the big, gigantic first baseman with the Mets. I think not getting an outfielder early, Tim, it's not good. I'm going to say I'd rather should have picked Mookie Betts Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, Betts went off the board at 11.
It was definitely there. I could have had him.
You could have had him, yes.
And I love Bobby Witt Jr. Don't get me wrong, but it put me at a bit of a disadvantage. I am on the board, Tim. It's time to get a catcher. Going with the guy that I really like this season. That is Logan O'Happy. So
yes.
It's one of my guys. Timmy, I'm pretty excited about that. Tristan Casas goes before that, ahead of that. Estuary Ruiz, Timmy, in the 12th round. I think I got him in the 18th round in the NFBC. Let me check real quick. I got him in the last pick in the 18th. Last pick
Before
in the 18th
the
round.
Oakland trade, probably.
No, I got him. No, I got him. Yeah, he so whoever took him grabbed him. Duck Cooper grabbed him a little early. So, but that's okay. If you want him, yeah. You want him. Go get him.
Yep, that's it.
What do you think about that, Timmy? Are you a slave to ADPs, or do you try to play the game that I think I can wait on this guy? If you like a guy, do you go and grab him?
Within reason, yeah. I go grab my. I think when you take a look at the board, Rosarina went early. Okay, Varsho went early compared to ADPs. I don't have any problems with either of those picks. You know, I think you're building your team. If it fits your needs, away you go, right?
I agree. And you gotta make calls, Tim. I mean, that's part of the game, right? So,
yeah,
I'm sorry, Timmy. I was talking. I didn't realize you're on the
okay.
board.
I had him. I just had to find him. I needed a third outfielder, and I'm going with Oscar Gonzalez of the Cleveland Guardians. Before that went a pick that interests me in a big way in Anthony
Munoz.
Munoz in Seattle. Max Muncy, again, big power. Josh Bell went before him. Kendall Graveman went right after your pick. We're looking at probably going to see some outfielders disappear in the next few picks, is my guess, Rich.
Yeah, I need to do that as well, Tim. It's I've got two. I've got Chris Bryant and Adolis Garcia. I'm actually looking at Andrew Benintendi. Kind of fits my mode. I could use some batting average. I got plenty of power and speed. A little light on batting average. Could use that there. I think he will drop down to me. I'm not worried about that. Not interested in Cody Bellinger. No way, no how. Alex Verdugo is another guy that can give you some batting average and little else. So he's another potential. And I guess so could Jeff McNeil.
Yeah, Harrison Bader had a pretty good in spurts. First go around in Yankee Stadium. Harrison Bader's an interesting pick. Little power, little speed. If he can stay healthy, could be a nice pick.
We got Riley Green, which I had him on my queue, Timmy. I was contemplating that pick as well. Jonathan Indy, I need a second baseman, so it's a good pick from Zach Selenik, Tom Selleck's long-lost brother.
Yes.
Mike Waddell goes with Paul Sewell. So we got two Seattle closers off the board, Timmy. Somebody's going to win and somebody isn't.
Well, Sewell's the incumbent. Munoz is the guy trying to take away the job from him, and they went in reverse order. Very interesting.
Yes, it is. Mitch Haniger went after Oscar Gonzalez. What do you think about Mitch Haniger this season,
yeah.
Tim?
If healthy, he's a bargain at 12-13. The big question is, will he be healthy? Yeah, you know, I believe it was a shoulder. That concerns me a bit. But again, when you get into round 12 and you're looking to try and fill out your outfield, yeah, I think it's a good pick.
Brady
got sniped. Oh, I hate
you had Brady Singer on your queue?
Yeah. Yes.
So Tim is on the board. Tim, you thinking about another pitcher?
Nope. I had plan B already set up here. I have only had one 0.0. I need a second one, Rich.
Oh, Yoshida goes next, Tim. What can we
both fielders?
What can you expect from Yoshida?
More than 0.0. At least I'm betting on it. I think you're looking at 15 to 20 home runs. I think you're looking at a very, very good batting average and 70 to 80 RBIs, 70 to 80 runs scored. I think he's going to be a solid player.
Okay, and you've got batting average there as well?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. And, hey, going outfielder with my last two picks, that gives me four in my outfield now, and I feel a little better about my team with those four outfielders.
Great. I'm probably going to go an outfielder, Tim. I'm thinking about Conforto.
Yeah, that's an interesting pick. I don't like the park and the cold, damp evenings, but yeah, he could hit 25 home runs even in that park. So what I'm finding interesting in this round so far is if you go back to just before my pick, Brady Singer went, and then Miranda of the Twins, followed by Montgomery and Sandoval, and there we go. Harrison Bader to Peter Kreutzer at 13-8, and you went with your pick in Conforto at 13-9. Again, I think teams are starting to look at that outfield. And I think you're going to see even more go off the board in the next 10, 12 picks as people try and build an outfield from what's left.
I've only got three, Timmy. I need two more, and I still need a utility slot. So it's, you know, and I hate to be a bore, but it's tough for outfield. Javier Baez goes with 13-10, Tim. Robbie Thayer, boy, that's a tough pick.
It's a good pick.
In the 13th round, it's good, but he was brutal last year, Timmy, on a brutal Detroit team.
Yes. It was a tough year for Javier Baez, but I think there's got to be some semblance of a bounce back.
Totally agree.
So, again, I'm not I certainly wouldn't slam Robbie for that pick. I'd find another reason.
I'm definitely not slamming it for the pick at all. I'm just saying, just trying to do the analysis that, yeah. I mean, let's see where he went in my NFBC draft. It's just, yeah. You know, it's like Javier Baez went in the 9th round in my draft. So according to, where he's going in other drafts, it's a decent pick. It's just he was so bad last season, Timmy. It's just,
I'm betting he can't be that bad back to back. After Baez, Lance McCullers went to Doug Cooper at 13-11. Cody Bellinger to Bruce Scheinhaus at 13-12. He's jumping into the outfield and bounce back potential from Bellinger, followed by Reed Detmers at Ted Caprio, who I like Reed Detmers at 13-13. And Ketel Marte. Of the one big season, we haven't seen anything since Arizona Diamondbacks third baseman. Disappointing when you see a player get to that 30 home run plateau and then struggle thereafter. At 13, 14, yeah.
See, I never bought the Ketel Marte. I never bought it. Some guy was trying to get somebody from me for Ketel Marte. I forgot who it was. It was a guy I really like. I can't remember. I never bought the power. People said, look at his arms. Look how much bigger he's gotten. Yeah. That doesn't really matter too much. You know, like he's still a little dude.
Obviously it didn't to you. No.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm bought into Ketel Marte. So.
Yeah. Ty France with the first pick or the last pick of round 13 to Adrian Moraes. Nice pick. Round 13.
Yeah, Ty France is a guy that I've never understood either. He's definitely called me a liar because he's actually been pretty good. So Timmy, what are your needs in your team? What are you looking for? What do you have left?
I got a corner infielder, a middle infielder, two catchers, one outfielder, and four pitchers, of which one is going to be with my next pick, hopefully.
Are you grabbing a pitcher, starting pitcher with your next pick?
I'm looking at a closer.
Oh, okay. Oh, it'll be interesting to see who that is. I'm thinking about going a pitcher with my next. What do you think about Miles Michaelis?
I like everything he brings to the game except for one thing. Low strikeout totals.
Yeah.
It depends on how your pitching is set up, but looking at your pitching,
it's not set up well.
It wouldn't be the ideal pick, I don't think, for you.
Yeah, but who's left that's going to give me high strikeout totals?
Erod.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But Erod's sitting out there. Who else is out there? Grayson Rodriguez. You need another kid. You don't have enough kids on your team, Rich. Yeah. Jameson Taillon could give you decent strikeouts.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'm just looking down the list as we go.
Nick Pavetta, Sean Manaea. Last year, I'm just looking at last year's Tyler Mahle, Herman Marquez, Merrill Kelly, Josiah Gray. I don't know, Timmy. I don't like any of those guys.
So. Well, here you go, Rich. Throw all your eggs in one basket. There's a guy sitting down there with an ADP of 300.57 named Trevor Bauer.
Yeah. I think I'm going to pass on that. I am on the clock, Tim.
Your strikeout guys got pulled off the board. Merrill Kelly and Sonny Gray went just before you. So, I don't know. You might want to leave pitching another round.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So let's see who's available catching. I got 38 seconds. Damn, yes, I don't like any of that. I know where I'm going, Timmy. He's sitting at the top of my queue. I don't have to grab him now, but I'm taking Anthony Rendon.
Ah, good pick at 14-7. Yeah.
I love Anthony Rendon. So I got old guys on my team, Timmy. Carlos Correa, Rendon, Lindor. I got Bobby Witt. It was my first round draft pick, so that's a 22-year-old, so not that young. So.
Yeah. I got a fair balance between young and older. A lot of my players are in the 25-28 range. Interesting, Peter Kurtzer went with Whit Merrifield at 14-8. With, you know, everything that's happening in Toronto, and he's got himself a job, he could be poised for a very, very nice bounce back campaign.
Actually, I agree with that, Timmy, and I'm hoping you're right because I do have him on a couple of dynasty leagues. So I am hoping that you and Roto Man, whoever is that, Peter Kreitzer?
Yeah, that's Peter. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, he couldn't use his real name, so I don't know why everybody else did.
That is his real name.
That is his real name. He's changed it. Okay, Timmy, let's take a break. We've gone a little over time, so let's take a quick break. Get back and figure out where we are. Tim is actually. On the clock? No, he just made a selection. We'll figure out what he did.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I took Anthony Rendon with the 7th pick in the 14th round, followed by Whit Merrifield. Mateo Allspeed with Baltimore goes next. Alec Baum with the Philadelphia Phillies really hasn't done in the major leagues what we thought he was going to do. My buddy Eddie Cabrera, it's a great pick by John Dean. I love that there. And then Tim goes with Jose Leclerc as his second closer off the board.
Yeah, I just don't see anybody reaching out and challenging Leclerc. It's his job to lose, and hopefully he doesn't. When you get to this stage of the draft, Jose Leclerc looks awful good compared to some of the other options out there.
Who are some of the other options? Let's take a look at that real quick, shall we?
I can tell you who my next pick is.
What about the guy from Detroit? Alec Lang?
Alec Lang, yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and then it's Kyle Finnegan, always gets a Dylan Floral. I think he's got the job, doesn't he?
Craig Kimbrell?
That's right. Well, he's been in a committee, but yeah.
I'm throwing caution to the wind with my next pick. We'll see how it works out.
Yeah, I am too, Tim. I'm going to throw caution if he's still there when we get to my next pick. So Travis d'Arnaud goes with the first pick in the 15th round, followed by Alex Verdugo. A little bit of good batting average in a batting average league, not a ton of power and a little bit of speed. That's Alex Verdugo, right?
Yep. Oh, Greg Lambert took Seth Brown.
Goes Seth Brown. Tim loves him some Seth Brown. Oh, low batting average, but definitely some power and speed there. Tim likes him a lot. Yeah, he's okay. Let's see what Tim goes.
He wasn't my preferred pick that round.
Tim goes with a third closer.
Yeah, I'm not leaving Phillips on the board. I'm very happy. Even if he doesn't rack up the big save numbers, I think the peripherals will be fine, including strikeouts. So my bullpen is now complete.
It's interesting, Tim. This format is a very, very interesting pick. After Phillips goes Gavin Lux, I did pick him in my draft and hold. So I definitely like him to get the opportunities in Los Angeles first. Andrew Heaney, interesting pick by Chris Widner. I actually kind of like Heaney. At Texas, so interesting pick there. Not a lot of speculative rookies going yet in this draft, Tim.
Well, no, because I think it's fairly common knowledge that what you got's what you got. So it's very, very tough to make those speculative picks. It really is, because there is no plan B. This is it. So I can see where it is a much safer, you know, when you start looking at your options, picking safe is the way everybody's going to go, right?
Yeah.
It's just the way she be.
But does that give you a chance to win the league? I say no. This is what gets you a chance to win the league, Tim.
Yes. That definitely does.
Jordan Walker goes off the board at pick.
There's your outfielder.
I mean, look, I'm looking at him. Do I want him or Andrew Benintendi, Timmy? Tell me.
you want Jordan Walker. Like, come on. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, it might fail him, but, you know, it's got to have some guys that have some upside. I mean, you're right. I mean, I was listening to you talk about playing it safe because we're playing out the league, but I'm trying to say this is still really a mock draft, so how can we share with our listeners where guys like Jordan Walker could go? And I think he should be rostered in all redraft leagues this year.
Yeah, I totally agree. There's the pick that I was hoping would make it back to me who didn't, and that's Robbie Thayer going with Josh Young of Texas in 15-10. Nice pick.
Yes. So, Timmy, do you know how to change, like, positions? You know.
Yeah, I just if you click on the little circle.
The little, like where it says outfield? Oh, got
right.
it. Yep, yeah. Got it. Yep, thank you.
Yeah, and then you can just move it around.
After Andrew Heaney went Martin Perez, Sean Manaea goes to Rotoman, and then I took the gamble here with Walker and then Josh Young. I like Josh Young. Timmy, I think he's going to hit. I think there'll be power, no speed. I just don't know for this coming year. I just don't know. Doug Cooper goes with the Yasmani Grandel, which is absolutely no batting average at all. So at least it hasn't been. That could change.
Well, again, in an OBP format, yeah, he would definitely be a good pick. But at 15, he could be a good pick this year. He really could. He's just got to bounce back after that horrible season last year. You know, if you can get 20 home runs at a Grandel in the 15th round, you're doing real well.
After Grandel goes McMahon, followed by Meneses. And then Luis Arraez goes to Corey Piper. Is that Piper's
eyes?
Yeah.
I believe it is, yes.
Hopefully he'll put him in his first base slot. I mean, that's always fun.
Well, yeah, who needs power at first base? But he's got a lot of batting average happening there.
So it's interesting that trade that they did with the Marlins. From a pure baseball standpoint, the Marlins got themselves in such a jam because they have no guys that can hit. They needed a guy like Luis Arraez. And
they need a lot more than that.
That's why I said they need guys like him. And it's funny because I write about prospects, as you know, Timmy. And this past draft, I mean, they went with more guys, particularly at the front of the draft, who could hit. And it's encouraging to see them recognizing, because the first step in the recovery process is recognizing you have a problem, and you have a problem when you get guys that can't hit. So I do think Luis Arraez, even though I don't like him from a fantasy standpoint, I think he helps that team. Moving Chaz Chisholm out to center field so Arraez can play second base, I think is good. Chisholm's, I think, going to be a very good outfielder.
I totally agree.
So kind of like what they're doing there.
Yeah, Adrian at the corner goes with Bryson Stott and Craig Kimbrell, betting on him holding the job. I don't know if I'd want to make that bet, but hey, he should start the season, I would think, in the driver's seat. So when you start looking at what's left on the board, Kimbrell's probably the best option.
I kind of agree with you, Timmy. Followed by Jeff McNeil. Yeah, I was looking at him possibly as my second baseman, but I'll actually have to go in a different direction. Need another pitcher, Timmy, so I'm looking at taking another pitcher there. And let's see, I'm looking at Nate Evoldi. Miles Michaelis is still on the board. Nate Evoldi is going to give me, I think, some strikeouts.
Yeah, Danny Jansen went after McNeil, who should help Corey with his batting average, Danny Jansen, followed by Jose Berrios. How the mighty have fallen, huh?
Jose Berrios?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was terrible last year, Timmy. I mean, he deserves his moving down.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. You got three picks coming up to you. What are you looking at, Rich?
Looking at a pitcher, Timmy. I need four slots. I could go with a closer and do three closers like you, but I think I'm gonna roll with Barlow and Holmes, and I'm gonna go Nate Evoldi or Miles Michaelis. That's where I'm going. I mean, I could really roll the dice and go Jack Flaherty, but I don't have the cojones to do that.
Well, not having a third 200K, you know, a second or possibly third 200K guy, yeah, you got to focus on your ERA and WHIP, and yeah, that's.
Well, Musgrove got 200 strikeouts last year, so.
Yeah, there's a pick I like a lot. After
Hassan Kim.
Hassan Kim. Yeah, I think he's a solid middle infield option.
Actually, I agree with you. I was trying to grab him in my NFBC draft and wasn't able to grab him, Tim. And I was going to put him in my middle infield, and I thought that was a good pick there. So great job, yeah. Robbie Thayer. I took Nate Evoldi, Tim, as my fourth starter. So I got Castile, who I think can get close to 200 strikeouts. Musgrove should be able to get 200. Kirby, we'll see. And Nate Evoldi, it depends on health.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a very good pitcher, but he can strike guys out. So,
well, again, he's the type of pitcher, if he does stay healthy in the 16th round, he's going to give you great value. So I like that pick.
Yep. So, you know, it's funny going back to my NFBC draft. I mean, you're picking guys now that you just think like just filling stuff out. I mean, I picked Isaiah Kiner-Falefa in the 27th round because I only had one shortstop on my roster. And you took him and you go, I'm not really happy with that pick. But sometimes you're literally filling out the roster in these leagues where you can't pick up players just because you think, well, this guy's going to have probably a roster spot out of spring training. And that matters.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. You want somebody who's going to play for the full year. But again, you can't be totally safe. You really can't. That's, you know, guys like Carroll and Jordan, they could make a difference to both of our teams, as could some of the other young players that have been picked. There's a player that I like, Chris Winder. I had him at the top of my queue. I was looking at Gabriel Moreno as a catching option. Nice pick. I like that a lot.
Birdie goes with 69. I know that you over under 20 stolen bases. Oh, Tim's on the clock, so we'll let him pick that. Let me see. Should we take a break? How much time have we got? We're 26. Let's take a quick break, everybody, and we'll see what pick Tim has made. I'm sure it's a good one. Oh, it's an interesting one.
Yes, very.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
As I am going through the draft, Timmy, in the background, I've got a football game on. I have no idea who's playing. All I know is it's snowing, and I'll watch any football game in the snow. I think it's fun.
Yeah, adds extra value to the experience, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Tim, let's see. In the 16th round, we started off with Craig Kimbrell, Jeff McNeil, Danny Jansen, Jose Berrios, Will Myers, Hassan Kim. I went with Nate Evoldi. Ramon Liriana, Birdie, Gabriel Marina goes to in the 10th pick, Justin Turner, and Tim goes with Cal Quantrill.
Yeah, you know, we heard he couldn't do it the first year, okay? And then we heard he's not going to repeat it and do it in the second year, okay? But he's done it in both those years. So as a number five starter, I'm perfectly happy with Quantrill. I know the strikeouts will be down a little, but I think I have enough. I'm willing to bet that he does it 3 years in a row.
I kind of like Cal Quantrill, where you can get him, Timmy. I think I brought that up when we talked about the Cleveland Indians. Yeah. So I feel good about that. It's a good pick.
Yeah, as my number five, looking at the 16th round, I'm perfectly happy with that pick.
So what are you thinking coming back, Tim?
Well, I'm thinking a bat, but I just haven't determined which bat I really want to focus on. There's a lot of options currently out there, and none of them really are leaping out and saying pick me sort of thing. So I'm not sure what I'm gonna do with this mess. All I know is I got about three picks to make up my mind. I know I'm not picking a pitcher. I've got eight. So I'm going to save that pitching slot for probably 3-4 rounds down the road. It's getting a little on the lean side.
Yeah, for sure. So let's see. After Cal Quantrill, Andrew Benintendi went next, followed by Whitlock. So is he going to get the save opportunities there? I don't know. Or is he going to start?
He's going to start. That's where they've got him slotted in is to start. So
Gregory Soto went, followed by C.J. Abrams. That's an interesting pick to me. He's going to get a chance to play. Let's hope he comes in with some man strength. Because he was, Timmy, you're on the clock. He was definitely in over his head last year physically. And I think the talent is all there. He's an 80-grade runner. So the fact that he didn't see only bases last year, I wouldn't worry too much about that. It's all down to getting the physicality where it needs to be. And once that's there, the confidence will start to play, and then you'll see him stealing bases and doing all the things that made him the fourth overall pick in the draft. I do like C.J. Abrams. I just hope for Zach Zelick's standpoint, he comes in with some big boy strength this year. Luis Gurriel goes with the second pick in the 17th round. Rasmussen goes with the third pick. And Tim goes with Jarrett Kelenic. I think that's a great pick, Tim.
Well, hey, boom or bust, I definitely don't want to leave him on the board for those looking to try and fill in their outfield.
That's where I was heading, Timmy. So that's
okay.
That was one of the guys I was definitely looking at as my next pick. So yeah, I like the pick a lot.
Yeah, well, we'll see if it pans out. He's going to get every opportunity. Hey, when I look at my outfield, there's definitely risk in Oscar Gonzalez, Yoshida, and Kelenic, but there's also enough upside that it's enticing. So I'm happy. I got a good balance of power and speed, and now I'm just going to fill in the gaps.
After Kelenic is Jack Flaherty. Timmy, I just don't know. I don't think anybody knows. I think John Dean picked him, but there's no way he knows. I mean, if you go on the pedigree, yeah, he's going to be great, but he hasn't pitched in, what, 3 years?
It's been a while, yeah. And, again, pedigree only gets you so far, right?
Yeah, I do like Jeffrey Springs. He goes to Chris Winder. It's a good little pitcher. Yeah, it doesn't give you the strikeouts, but he was really good last year, and he helped me win a league, so... I am on the board, Timmy. I'm going to go with a safe pick because I need batting average, my friend, as you know.
Yeah.
I'm going with a boring pick. I'm going with Michael Brantley.
Yeah, perfectly safe, perfectly boring. 400 at-bats. The batting average will be there. He'll get you some home runs, RBIs. Yeah, nice pick. And, you know, after Springs, Trent Grisham, high risk to Carlos Baez, followed by Peter going with Tyler Mahle. An interesting pick this late.
Yep. I've got a second baseman still, a catcher, my utility slot, and three pitchers. I mean, I'm pretty light on pitching, so I think I got a little bit of a focus there. I am thinking about Ronzny Contreras as my next pitcher off the board. I'm looking at all the guys that are left.
Some upside. Yeah.
Going with some upside. Love Contreras. He's on a terrible team. I get that. But I'm going to go with, everybody wins a few games. There's also Hunter Brown. I think Contreras is a little safer than that. There's also Taijuan Walker. Perfectly boring, perfectly good, Tim.
Yeah.
So
He's in my queue, yes.
Are you going to gamble on Grayson Rodriguez?
No.
Why not?
It's just a pass for me.
Okay.
I've got, basically right now, I've got five starters. So I'm going to look for a guy that I think is going to get 150-plus innings and work on the countables. So Grayson Rodriguez doesn't fit the bill for me.
Yeah.
It could work out fine. It's just, Manning intrigues me late.
Oh, yeah. He's also in my queue as well.
Yeah,
I got him on my NFBC team, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there goes your Miles Michaelis right with the next pick after you to Robbie Thayer. Robbie's doing a good job. I like his team. Jesse Winker to Doug Cooper. Here we go. OCAB, go to Bruce Scheinhaus. It'll be interesting to see if he gets the innings in. Followed by Dominguez in Philadelphia, another closer setup guy, and Christian Vasquez of the Twins to Corey Piper. He was near the top of my queue for the remaining catchers.
Very, very interesting, Timmy. Miles Michaelis, Jesse Winker, Cabrera, Dominguez. A lot of, it's funny. Dominguez in my NFBC draft is still at the top of the queue. No one wants to grab him.
Nobody wants to take that chance, eh?
He's been sitting there for, we're in the 27th round, unless he went in the last few. Yeah, he's still at the top of the queue, Timmy. Rank of 159, ADP of 165, and we're on pick 410. Nobody wants him. Yeah, nobody wants him.
Yeah, and Adrian Morales is saying, no, it's not going to be Duran, it's going to be Jorge Lopez, and that's who he picked.
Yeah, it's interesting, Timmy. I think, Jorge Lopez was two pitchers last year. He was extremely good in Baltimore, and he was, I think, extremely bad when he got to Minnesota, right? I mean, he was not good.
No, it was ugly. Yes, very much so, yes.
Timmy, we're on the 18th round. I think I've got, I've got six guys left, so we've got six picks left. How are we doing with time here?
One, two, 35. Three, four, five, six picks left. Yes, and we're moving. We're moving right along.
Peter Fairbanks, great pick by Ed Capurio. He's got. I mean, look, he probably is not going to get 30 saves, but he's at the top of the queue for saves in Tampa.
Yeah, and hey, they got a good team. They're going to win some games. Yeah, nothing wrong with that pick at all.
Yep, I totally agree. Brandon Rogers, Timmy, are we at Brendan Rogers? Excuse me, are we ever going to see the guy that we thought everybody was seeing, one of the top picks in the draft, well thought of prospect, the future shortstop? When they traded Torey Tulowitzki, and it's just not come together for him.
Yeah, I'm going to say no on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
Okay, just a full-time regular, nothing, not a star, not an impact player.
No, I think you'll be an everyday regular, and
oh,
that's
Tim. Bruce just took Lane Thomas. That's got to hurt.
Well, he's gone back-to-back outfielders in Okab and Thomas, so that pretty well sums it up, doesn't it? I'm sure you had him in your queue.
Oh, Okab? Is that how the kids are saying his name?
Well, I'm not one of the kids, but...
Well, you can channel the kids, Tim.
Oh, okay. And I will do that, yes.
And Timmy, I'm on the board. I'm taking a guy that I have in my NFBC team. I'm really a believer in Matt Manning. Last guy standing in Detroit. He might win five games, Tim, but I think he's going to be a good pitcher. He's got the talent for sure.
Yeah, and you know, another pitcher sitting out there that, you know, Mitch Keller's still sitting there.
Yep.
As you know, you could do worse, I think. So, definitely, he intrigues me.
So here's the deal, Tim. Matt Manning or guys like Okab and Lane Thomas for outfield. I mean, there's pitching left. There's some gambles.
Yep.
I'm not. You're really gambling on Okab. You know, he's got a lot of mouths to crawl. Mouths. You know, a lot of guys that crawl over to get playing time in New York.
Yeah, no, there's definitely opportunities there in the pitching department.
Timmy, I'm going to take a quick break as you're getting your thoughts together and come back and finish that thought. Timmy, I made the comment that there's pitching left. There's no outfielders left. There's not many positional bats left. I mean, we still got Taillon out there. We still got Aaron Ashby, Marcus Stroman. I mean, these aren't studs by any stretch. Taiwan Walker's out there. Eduardo Rodriguez is still there. You want some high upside guy? Because goes with Rosny Contreras, Dre Jameson, Grayson Rodriguez.
Yeah, there's definitely some pitching still available. I'm just waiting to see if John Dean snipes me on my next pick, which I think he might. No, he didn't. He went with a catcher. And you know, I've been real mouthy about this guy. Not mouthy, aggressive. I think this seals his Hall of Fame first ballot.
Oh, it's got to be Brandon Belt. There you go. Good pick, Tim.
Yeah, I gotta go. Gotta put my money where my mouth is, right?
Yeah, Brandon Belt's still sitting in the queue in my draft, so I might have to pull the trigger because I know a lot of people listen to our podcast. So, now I completely lost where I am, Tim. So we've got Jock Peterson. I went with Matt Manning, pick eighth in the 18th round. Carlos Carrasco, Jake Fraley, Christopher Morel with the Cubs, Haas and Detroit, I guess, as the catcher, and Brandon Belt, first base. And things are starting to slow down a little bit here, Tim. We're on the 13th pick. Who do you got left to draft?
Oh, I got two catchers, a middle infielder.
You have no catching yet.
I have no catching.
Interesting. What are you thinking there?
And one pitcher.
What are you thinking as your catcher?
Anybody but Joey Bart. I'm going to head to the Pittsburgh Pirates for my next pick. hoping he's still up there.
This is what I did in my NFBC, guys. And Timmy, I'll let you react to this. Mm-hmm. I went Logan Ohapi like I did in this draft. Then I went Indy Rodriguez in like the 25th round. And then I followed up in the next round with Omar Narváez. And I was thrilled with that move.
Yeah. Well, Omar Narváez just went off the board, followed by Miles Straw, Trey Mancini, and Mr. Sanchez, who's still looking for a team. So it's time for me to hope that Indy Rodriguez gets at least a job share in Pittsburgh, which I think he will.
I think he will. I don't think it'll be till May, but I think I don't think he'll leave spring training with the gig. He might, but I think the upside is high. I really like it. It's tough in this format, Timmy, though, as you know, where every day that he doesn't play, you don't get the stats. I know that's a dumb statement, but that's just the way it is. But
well, and I look at the options. Do I want Joey Bart? Who is going to play every day?
No, he'll hurt you.
No, I don't.
He'll hurt you.
Yeah, exactly. I would rather cut the pain and have nobody than Joey Bart.
1,000% agree with you, Tim. 1,000% agree with you.
There's still some interesting catchers out there.
You got to get another one. Let's take a look. I still need another catcher. I was probably not going to go with...
Jose Trevino's out there.
Uh-huh.
I sort of like him as a safe, boring pick in New York.
I might go Francisco Mejia.
Mejia's there. Yeah,
I've got Jordan Walker. He's my wild card that might not start the season playing, so I can't go with Bo Naylor. I love Bo Naylor. Elias Diaz is out there. I'm up, Timmy, and
you're up.
Tommy Pham goes. I don't know about that pick, John Dean. Yeah. He's going to be the fourth outfielder.
Obviously the Mets need somebody to run their fantasy football league, so they signed Tommy Pham. Followed up by Chris Winder went with Jean Segura, Austin Meadows to Carlos Paez, 19-7. John Athenheim, I believe it is, to Peter at 19-8. Taiwan Walker. I knew I wouldn't get Walker. I thought I'd get one of the two, Manning or Walker. Jose Trevino goes to Robbie Thayer at 19-10. Interesting series of picks here, as we've seen some catchers go off the board as people are scrambling to find guys that are going to play every other day.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. And I might wind up getting Bo Naylor, Timmy, because I'm probably going to – I need a pitcher utility slot and a second baseman. I'm going with Colton Wong if he's there with my next pick. I need a second baseman. And he's falling in drafts, and I guess I get it. He's not so bad, though.
No, when you look at the middle infield options that are sitting there – you're going to get a little bit of pop. You're going to get 15 to 20 stolen bases, and hopefully he can cross the 400 at bat mark, and you might get a little bit more. He's a player that just simply hasn't got in the at bats over the years that would have propelled those counting stats a little bit higher. Interesting picks back to back. Jonathan Taillon, who I like, to Doug Cooper. Adam Wainwright, the ageless wonder.
He's not getting any love again, Timmy, and he pitched great last season.
Yeah. Michael King, as your setup guy for the Yankees. Aaron Ashby in Milwaukee. And Austin Nola. I kept looking. Hey, Nola. That can't be that late. I had to squint a little bit to see.
That's not Aaron Nola. It's Austin Nola.
Yes.
And then Andrew McCutchen. There's another ageless wonder goes after. There goes Bryce Harper.
There we go.
Off the board. I mean, that's a good pick in the 20th round, Tim. I mean, that just is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I like Ed Caprio's pick of Brendan Donovan. He was a finalist for the Rookie of the Year last year, played very, very well, and gives you coverage all over the place. He's going to play every day, it looks like, to start the season. So I sort of like Brendan Donovan as a sneaky late pick.
Agreed, Tim. I'm trying to... Why? Oh, there it is. All right. Oops. It's a lot going on here. Luis Garcia goes next. People are taking second baseman, and Colton Wong staying on the board. Nobody likes Colton Wong, Tim.
Well, it could be the White pick or the Wong pick.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, that was bad. That was really bad.
I can't even get over to give you a rim shot on that. So
I escaped the wrath. Colton Wong's still sitting there, and you got, what, two picks ahead of you, Doug Cooper and Robbie Thayer, to shatter your Colton Wong dream, but I think he's yours.
That's a pretty bad dream if that's my dream. But I'm looking at who's left. Marjifo might be it. Luis Urias, there goes another second base, another middle infielder off the board. So nobody has taken him, Tim. So there you go. Colton Wong is mine. Isak Paredes. I also like Isak Paredes a lot, Timmy. I think he has underperformed so far. He can hit. Why he hasn't had any batting average since he's been in the big league is a bit of a mystery.
Yeah, with that flexibility, you know he's going to get 300 to 400 at bats probably, and with the Rays. So yeah, it's a good pick. I'm looking at a middle infielder as well, not a traditional one, but I'm looking at one. So we'll see if he falls to me. Very, very boring pick, but I think it's got some potential. We'll see if he sneaks through to me. And that's
who was that?
Tovar would be the gamble pick, but he's not the guy I'm looking at. I'm looking at a little bit further down the list and going with a San Francisco Giant in
Brandon
Wilmer
Crawford?
Flores.
Oh, Wilmer Flores, yeah. Got him in my NFBC draft too, Tim. So
he's going to play, I think, full-time at third base. And, I think there's 20 home runs there. Out of your middle infield, I think you could do much worse than Wilmer Flores. As a matter of fact, there's worse options there. Alberto Mondesi still sitting in the on
I the know,
board.
I know he is. It's fascinating. So we got in the 20th round, everybody: Andrew McCutchen, Bryce Harper, Brandon Donovan, Luis Garcia, the Washington kid, Luis Urias, the Milwaukee kid, followed by Isak Paredes, Colton Wong, Ronaldo Lopez with Roto Man. I guess he thinks he's going to get some close opportunities, Tim.
Yeah, it's going to be him or Graveman or who else is in there? Aaron Bummer. Yeah.
And Jorge Soler and then Alec Lang. I like the pick by Chris Winder of Alec Lang. I really do. I think he gets the job. And then Hunter Brown goes to John Dean, which is TG. He puts the great John Dean. These guys, Lenny Melnick calling himself the legend, John Dean calling himself the great. Don't people realize that other people are supposed to call you that? You don't refer to yourself as that, Timmy. What is wrong with people? I don't understand that. Do you go around calling yourself the great Tim McCloud? I'm assuming not.
I don't have to, okay, because I have a t-shirt I wear all the time.
That's true. That's well played.
Just kidding.
That's very, very funny. That I'll give you a rim shot on.
Okay, there we go. I knew I'd get one today somehow.
I don't know how, because I can barely keep everything running. Let's take another break, Timmy. Get back, and we might be finishing up this draft here. We're at the end of the 20th round. Who did Tim pick? I do want to talk about that Alec Lang pick. He's got the job, Timmy. They're going to be terrible. He's still going to get save opportunities. No reason for there to be a competition there. It's a good pick. Mm-hmm. The 20th round.
Well, let's look at relief pitchers and see what's left. Dylan Floro is still there. I'm surprised. Giovanni Gallegos is still there.
Yep.
Robert Suarez. There's Brewster Graterol. Maybe Phillips doesn't have the job. Yeah, there's still some interesting picks there, and I'm sure they're all going to go off the board. Well, Gallegos just went off the board with the second pick of the 21st round to Mike Waddle. Waddell, Miguel Vargas to Zach Selleck. Very, very interesting pick. Carlos Estevez, another closer to Greg Lambert. Interesting.
Yeah, so closers lasted to the end. They have the job on paper, according to roster resource. Doesn't mean to me that any of these guys are going to make it. I wrote a tweet out there as Tim's making a pick. I'll get you to react to this, Tim. having done this full draft and thinking about it for 2 weeks, there's six or eight closers out there. You can kind of figure out who they are. The big guys, you know.
Yeah.
They all have jobs, and they're pretty confident. Then there's a next swath of maybe 10 to 12 that have the job on paper, maybe have the job for half a season, who knows. And then it's total committees and wild cards after that. So if you want, Tim goes with Bo Naylor, great pick, Demi, I love it. So Tim goes two kids off the board as his catchers, absolutely, thoroughly love it. And if you want a closer, Tim, you got to go early and get him. And you want to be assured that you've got saves in the bag. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, you're not going to get a, well, I guess it depends on what you think is a lockdown closer, but odds are pretty low that you're going to get anybody of substance after the 10th round. You're tossing darts. And that's just the way it is, right?
Just the way it is. And I think it's good to – I like that Bednar-Barlow area, Tammy. That's – Alexis Diaz. I like that area to grab a closer. I think one. I don't know which one it is. I think one of those will get 30 saves. Don't know who it is. And then you got. I think you scramble, Tim. I think this is the game you play.
Well, and you know what? You gotta have some upside picks. And you know, there's entirely risk-free, I don't think it's going to do it. You're going to have to nail the odd pick and pray for health and hope it works. There are certainly still some very, very good pitching opportunities out there. Mike Clevinger just went off the board to my good friend Rich Wilson.
That's right.
21-9. I'm looking up to see. I like the pick a lot.
I mean, he was terrible last year, Tim, but there's reports that have come out this winter that he was hurt. So let's hope that he can get things fixed and that he can get things fixed in Cleveland and become the pitcher that he used to be.
Yeah, I'm just scrolling through the pitching right now to see who's left, and there's some pretty good pitchers still sitting available. So I'm gonna have a tough pick with that last pitching spot of mine. I know it's gonna be high risk, but I gotta get a couple kids in there that I think have some potential.
After Clevinger, Eric Lauer went with the 10th pick in the 21st round, Tim. So that's where we are. Yep. So it actually makes sense, I think, as it turned out for me. In fact, I probably could have waited a little bit longer. So, again, wait on pitching, Tim. We got pitchers with our 5th and 6th pick. Yeah, do I wish I would have had Jacob DeGrom? Sure, but I didn't. I got Luis Castillo, Musgrove, Kirby, Nate Eovaldi, Manny Walker, and Clevinger. I mean, not great, Timmy, but they're all going to play. They're all generally been, well, that's not true. I was going to say healthy. That's not true. But there's some upside in there, and I feel okay with that.
Yeah, I'm looking at mine, and I got Christian Javier, Logan Gilbert, Severino, Cody Senga, and Kel Quantrill. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And my first pitcher was in round 5. So I don't, you know, hey, I get the allure of going pitching a little bit. You're going to get the 200K guys, the safer picks, but I think you can manipulate and work your way through a draft without having to go early on the pitching.
I think that first pitcher needs to be taken in the 4th round. I wish I would have gotten in the 4th round, but I forgot who I grabbed. I just couldn't let that guy sit there. I forgot who did I get? I'm trying to scroll back up here. Oh, I had to get an outfielder. So I went with Adolis Garcia. I did not want to wait for an outfielder. So that's where I could have had the Zach Wheeler, the Scherzer, somebody like that. But I went with the outfielder instead. Again, maybe Bobby Witt Jr. was not the right pick. Maybe it should have been Mookie Betts there. So we'll see, Timmy.
Yeah, I am really torn with my next pick. I really am. I'm looking at two players with huge upside. Both outfielders, and I'm not sure which way I'm going to go on that one. And that's Oscar Colas of the White Sox and Josh Outman of the Dodgers.
my page is not responding, Tim. So I am stuck. My computer is hung up. Not good. Oh, there we go.
You get it free.
I gotta restart the draft room up, but here we go.
You got 6 picks before yourself.
All right,
so
here we go. Back on, Tim. Everything is
good. Okay. Good.
Let's see. Let's get back up here. Eric Lauer. We had Grayson Rodriguez goes to Duck Cooper. Love the pick. I hope he plays.
Yes.
Rafael Montero. Mitchell out in Milwaukee. Interesting pick there. Roldis Chapman goes to Corey Piper, thinking that he'll grab some saves. Could be. I'd rather have Dylan Flora, but that's just me. Mike Yastrzemski goes next, and then followed by Joey Bart, Marcus Stroman. Dylan Flora goes after that, and Josh Naylor after that.
Yeah, I actually like the Joey Bart pick, because that should wrap up 14th place at the worst for me in batting average.
wow.
Sorry, Adrian. Couldn't resist that one. I like the Floral pick, though. Somebody in Miami's got to get saves, and he looks like the guy. And Josh Naylor is perfectly capable of hitting 20 home runs, driving in 75. Yeah, this late, I'm okay with that.
Would you take, for my last catcher, Timmy, would you go Elias Diaz, Francisco Mejia, or somebody else?
Diaz, I would probably go Mejia or Reese McGuire in Boston, who's their everyday full-time catcher. I know Yuck is, but I think those are
your there's
best
Christian
options.
Bethencourt. Would you take a gamble on Christian Bethencourt?
He should play enough to hit your 12 to 15 home runs. You're looking at a lot of sameness in there, but somebody's got to catch in Colorado and take advantage of course. So Diaz would probably be my first choice, and then Bethencourt I'd probably slide in, then Mejia. I think that's the way I'd work it. Well, you don't have to worry about Diaz, because he just went off the board to yourself. So
that's right. Wait, Timmy, it got down to 10 seconds, and it starts counting off to you, man. That made me nervous. So
I'm looking at pitching, and my last pitcher is going to be a wild card, I think, and I haven't decided who, but Kyle Harrison enters into the discussion, as does Taj Bradley and Andrew Painter.
I love Kyle Harrison, Tim. I think it's a very, very interesting pick. Timmy, let's take another break, get back, and we're going to finish up this draft and then see where we are. It's gone much faster than I thought.
Well, it's a good veteran group. We're 2 hours in, so.
Absolutely. 2 hours in, we took a break, so we're literally, I think, been drafting for 2 hours, and we're in the second to the last round. After my pick of Diaz, which I hate, but that's my second guy. Osuna goes next. Diaz, is that the Ledmus Diaz that used to be with the Astros? Guess so.
Yes, that's who it'd be.
Yandy Diaz with the I thought that was Yanni or Diaz for a minute, but they made him Margot. Goes to John Dina. Tim is on the board. Timmy, talk me through. What are you doing?
I'm flipping a coin here. Oscar Colas and Outman.
Oh, how do you not go with Outman? That's your guy, Timmy. Come on.
I know it's my guy. And I love Oscar Colas, too. And I think he's got a shot at the job. Outman, I got to go with Colas.
Wow. Are you backing off of Outman a little bit?
No, I view Colas a little bit safer right now, I think, than I do Outman. They're both guys that I like a lot. I wish I had 2 slots left.
All right. What slot do you have left, Tim?
I got a pitcher that's left.
Oh. Cool. I've got a hitter that's left, Timmy. I got my it could be any position. So I'm scrolling through looking for guys. I could go with a high upside guy like Francisco Alvarez, or I could go somebody boring like Josh Donaldson. Ugh.
Yeah.
Oswaldo Peraza could be interesting.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I got three choices, Rich. Help me out. I need your stellar advice.
Okay.
Kyle Harrison. Andrew Painter. Rosny Contreras.
Rosny Contreras has got the job, so he was on my queue for a long time. That's where I would go in this format. But if you want the home run, Timmy, it is Painter.
Yeah.
So.
And guess what?
You're going to go Kyle Harris. Harrison.
No, I'm going to go for. I'm going for the home run.
Yeah, that's the home run.
Yeah, yeah, and that be a wrap. Jimmy Herget went with to Greg Lambert. I think that's an interesting pick. I'm not that bullish on Estevez. I think Herget could get the lion's share of saves for the Anaheim Angels. I like that pick a lot. And as we head into your final pick, who are you looking at, Rich?
Anthony Volpe is the top of my list, Tim.
Okay.
Which is fun. Probably won't happen. I also got Brandon Marsh.
Okay. That's boring, but it could work well.
Yeah. So who do you like here is looking through these guys? I haven't really been paying too much attention. High ups. Eddie Oliveira's got to put him on the list.
Yes, you do.
I got Love Me Eddie Oliveira's. Looking for guys with upside. Don't care about Eric Hosmer. Oh, there it is. I know I'm taking. Oh, crap. Not Ellie De La Cruz. That would be fun. I'm taking Drew Waters, Tim.
Yeah. Drew Waters? Yeah. Again, that's a fun pick. Yeah.
Yeah. Drew Waters or probably in order, Drew Waters or Eddie Oliveras.
Yeah. And you're going to get one of the two because there's only one pick left to your pick. After my Andrew Painter pick, Mackenzie Gore went to John Dean, followed by Avisail Garcia, a full-time outfielder with the last pick, to Chris Winder. Carlos Baez is looking at Jose Quintana of the Mets. Interesting pick. Pitched very well last year. Peter's got 35 seconds left on the clock, and then we turn it over to you for your final pick, Rich.
Jose Quintana, Timmy, what do you think this year?
I think it's a good pick in round 23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the Mackenzie Gore pick, by the way.
Yeah, there's a full-time third baseman in Washington, Heimer Candelario.
And I'm going with Drew Waters, Timmy. He's got the job, I think, out of spring training, right? So.
Yep, I think so as well. Hasn't signed yet, but Robbie Thayer goes with Jurickson Profar. Could be a nice pick.
It could. I didn't even consider him. That's actually a pretty good pick. We didn't talk about Tovar went to Doug Cooper in the previous round. That could be a really good pick too.
Yeah, I picked him up in the fall XFL auction for I think it's $8. So now you know where I stand as far as Tovar. I'm hoping for lots of success.
Wow, Yoan Moncada, Timmy. Remember he used to go in the fourth, fifth round?
Vaguely, yes.
Not the same guy. Jason Adams. Isn't he recovering from Tommy John surgery?
I'm not sure.
I thought he was. But I know he's...
If healthy, you know he's in the mix for saves.
For sure. After that, Mike Zunino, and then Kanaa, which is actually not a bad pick. Who was the last pick, Tim? I didn't see that.
The last pick? I'm just scrolling over there right now.
It's not Kyle Schwarber. Yeah, I got to scroll all the way down. Your guy, Suarez.
Ranger Suarez.
Suarez, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, the Phillies,
That's a good pick.
Yeah,
see, Timmy, that's why pitching is still there and the last pick in the 23rd round.
Yeah, and you know, you look at the pitching that went off the board in the last couple rounds. Yeah, it's... Pitching is far deeper this year than I think we've seen in a long time, with a lot of options. So, it's funny how you go back to looking at last year, and everybody was going pitching early. You know, if you didn't have an ace per se by the end of the third round or a really good starter, you were in trouble. And this year, you can wait until the fourth and fifth rounds. Things are getting pushed down a little bit, and some of the bats are going earlier. So, you know, our game is constantly changing, and it changes in a hurry. And, you know, just looking at the exercise we did today identifies that fact.
Totally agree. Timmy, let's take our final break, get back, and let's wrap this puppy up. I have some thoughts. This is the first time we've done our mock draft, and we're going to play it out. I'm anxious to see how that happens. There are no pickups. It is the team that you draft. It's the team you get. It's a gladiator league, last man standing. Probably with the most at-bats and innings pitch will probably win.
Fair bet, yes.
So from that extent, it was I basically picked one guy, Tim, on my team that doesn't have a job coming into camp, and that is Jordan Walker. Right. I would have loved to have taken a couple of other guys that were young kids, because I like to do that in these drafts to show people the guys that I like. You did a little bit more of that. I love Indy Rodriguez coming in this year. I love Bo Naylor. Yes, they're boring catchers. I get it. Yeah. But if you're playing in two catcher leagues, guys, I think this is something to really look out for. I love the Andrew Painter pick as well. I did love Kyle Harrison. Tim, I know we talked about Harrison and Ronsny Contreras. I like both of them. But Kyle Harris is a sneaky guy. So is Bobby Miller with the Los Angeles Dodgers. So there's guys that didn't get selected that might have gotten selected in a traditional mock draft that you're getting for upside that didn't get selected here. So I kind of wanted to share that with the listeners, saying that's kind of the disadvantage of playing a league that you're trying to play through.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my queue right now, Rich, and I've got Dominic Smith in Washington.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dylan Moore in Seattle. Chaz McCormick in Houston. Oatman for the Dodgers. Sal Frelick in Milwaukee. Stowers in Baltimore. Mitch Keller, Kyle Harrison. Erod in Detroit. Contreras. You know, Taz Bradley. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of players that didn't get drafted that when it comes time for your first 15-team real draft with a seven-man reserve, yeah, those guys are going to go. It's as simple as that. And some of them are going to go fairly early. I think Sal Frelick,
yes,
will go before the 20th round because of the situation in Milwaukee and the uncertainty with Mitchell and Tyrone Taylor. So, you know, I think Fujinami in Oakland's going to go as a reserve pick. So, again, there's lots of players. I echo your sentiments exactly. In a standard 15-team mix with a bench, there's a lot of players that weren't drafted that will be. Tucker Barnhart for the Cubs will be drafted. James McCann, probably. Reese McGuire, you know. Christian Bethencourt, just in the catch. Yep. So it'll be interesting to see who we missed this year in this draft.
Oh my gosh, we missed tons of guys. I can tell you that.
That proves to be an incredible value. How's that?
I'm going to go back.
Stayed away from because of the risk.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Kyle Stowers, Timmy. Look, a lot of people have not heard of this guy, but I've become friendly because I knew a lot of those guys when they were with the Houston Astros and that are now with the Baltimore organization. And this is not to say that this guy is going to get 500 at-bats and be great, but in talking with the people in the Baltimore Orioles organization, they absolutely love this kid. They want to find him at bats. Whether he gets it or not, I don't know, because he could come into, you know, spring training, Timmy, and have a little injury nick here and there, and might not play well. Who knows? All I know is it is a fact. Every time I talk to these guys, they're talking about Kyle Stowers. They love this kid.
Yeah. Well, and he's currently penciled in to have the DH job in Baltimore. So obviously, yeah, there's a good opportunity for him to break camp this year. And if he does, yeah, he's definitely a player that I like. I probably should have taken him over Colas, but I just I had to go with Colas.
No, Colas, they love Colas. Is older too, Tim. Stowers is older too. I was trying to bring up his.
He's 25. Getting into his age 26 season.
Yeah, so he's a year older than Colas. But Colas is no spring chicken. I mean, they drafted him signed him as a Cuban kid. So he's just about ready. I think he was my number one White Sox prospect. I can't remember, Tim. That was so long ago.
I think it was Montgomery. Montgomery rings a bell, but it was Colas was definitely in the top 2-3. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, let's bring up Prospect 361. Shall we, Tim?
I know it was the shortstop that was number one. I know that.
Well, Colas was up there, so let's see. They're in the American League. That's Chicago White Sox. Semi, all 30 teams are done, my friend. All done.
Yes,
Colson Montgomery was number one, followed by Oscar Colas.
Yeah.
So he was number two. So, he's only 23 years old. I think he's going to be 24 next season. So he's the bottom line, he's of age.
Yeah, definitely. So overall, what do you think of your team? You happy with it?
I don't even remember, Timmy. I mean, I got a lot of players that I typically do not draft in leagues, Tim. So I don't know if that's good or bad. I love Bobby Witt Jr. I love that you know, having him on my team. In hindsight, do I wish I would have picked Mookie Betts? I think it might have served me better through the draft. Let's see. Pete Alonso, I've never owned Pete Alonso. We'll see. Francisco Lindor, I love Francisco. I love Adolis Garcia. Look, my pitching is not great. It's Luis Castillo, Joe Musgrove, George Kirby, Holmes, Scott Barlow, and then, you know, some older kids, Nate Evaldi and so forth. I mean, it's okay. I tried to pick guys that I thought would stay healthy, guys that mature, that would have jobs, because it's going to be about at-bats and innings pitched. So we'll see. So, I'm okay. But
yeah, I sort of feel the same way. I went late on catchers and wanted to show off a couple of the kids. So I got a couple of the kids. My team will basically boil down to Kelenic and Colas and the two catchers, and whether or not between Duran, Leclerc, and Phillips, I can find enough saves to finish mid-pack. So, I'm okay with it. There's some risk in there, and there's a lot of boring safe picks. So we'll see how it works out.
I love the Kalanick pick. I did pick him in my NFBC draft and hold. So I put my money where my mouth was there. Yeah. And Timmy, he's either – this is going to sound really stupid, so you're welcome about the great analysis. He's going to be really good, or he's going to spend most of the year in the minors. This is not a guy that's going to hit 215 and hanging on. I think if he doesn't hit in April, he's gone and forget about it.
Yeah, so. I totally agree with that assessment. I think if he isn't strong out of the gate, they're going to send him to AAA and they're going to forget about him. They're going to find somebody else to get the job done because they're a contending team.
And it could be a change of scenery guy, Tim. I mean, it could be, and people would jump on him because he's too talented, right? And it's like, what's wrong with Jarrett Kelenic? Well, so that's why I think it's a good pick, is he's going to get the opportunity. They're going to pray and hope that he gets the job. So it could give him every opportunity because this could be it, Tim.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's. Yeah, they're not going to sit on the fence making a decision here. It's going to be fairly early in the season, and if he can't prove to be able to get it done, they're going to look elsewhere.
Yeah, and that's just the way it is with these young kids, everybody, particularly with guys that have had two kicks at the can. I mean, it's they gave up Edwin Diaz and Robinson Cano. I mean, they gave up a lot to bring in Jarrett Kelenic, so they want this guy to work. But if he's not, that's a team that thinks they can compete and get a playoff, be a playoff contender. They're not going to mess around.
No, definitely not. The other thing I sort of like about my team is I got a few of the guys, my guys that I like, but there's also a lot of guys that I've never had Austin Riley on the team before. I don't think I've had Christian Walker or Marcus Semien as well. There's a fair number of players that I haven't had rostered over the years. And I mean, that's sort of cool. Give me a different look from an early draft. So
I've never had Christian Walker on my team. That's for sure. You're going to like Semien. You're really going to like Marcus Semien because he's just. We talked about it. I think it was last week where. I mean, he's I think HQ wrote about this, that he's very inconsistent. They gave him a very low grade for that, which I totally get that. But if you look at the end of the season, Tim, it's always there.
And that's what counts.
Yeah.
I got to get my 25 stolen bases out of Semien. I got to get, 15 out of Tucker, and I got to get 25 out of Carroll. And that'll give me the numbers that I need in the stolen base categories. So.
Carroll's interesting. Boy, you did go with a young team. Colas, Carroll, Naylor, Indy Rodriguez. Timmy, you might be sitting in 15th place early in the season and hoping these guys get the call. So that's going to be really fascinating. So,
well, yeah, and I could end up with no saves from Duran, Leclerc, and Phillips.
Oh, I think you're going to get saves, Tim. I think you might lead the league in saves. So, I love your team because of that, because it's fun. Mine's more boring than yours. And if you were going to gamble, Tim, gambling with catchers is the right spot in this format, in my humble opinion, because they're not going to hurt you.
That's
Joey
it.
Bart is going to hurt you. You will lose points.
There's going to be batting average pain there. There's
no
right. doubt about it.
Yeah, so yeah. Austin Nola is going to hurt you. I mean, so there's definitely some players that will hurt you. So,
yeah.
But anyway, so it was a lot of fun. That's it.
Was.
We're not doing another mock draft. This is our one shot at it.
We're not going to do a second one this year, Rich?
We are not,
lots
Tim.
Lots of requests.
I know. So let's see what we've got. Tim and I forgot. Are we going to try to do a podcast this week? I forgot.
Yes.
Wednesday.
We're going to look at one on – actually, I'd prefer Tuesday if it's possible.
Okay, Tuesday is fine. Yeah, Tuesday is fine. I do nothing during the day, so Tuesday works for me. So we'll do second base on Tuesday. Expect to see that Wednesday or Thursday out, and then next Sunday we'll be back, Timmy. And if we can double up on shortstop and third base, that'll get us back on schedule.
I think we can get one of the two done, but I don't think we can get two.
Okay, so then we'll still be behind. So that's
well, actually, I think we're in pretty good shape for the shape that we're in, at least shape I'm in anyways, because we're not even into February yet.
Yeah.
So that leaves us third base, the outfield, starting pitching.
Yeah. We still got one fantasy division to do left, and we still have
one interview
left to do. So we're behind, Timmy. Overall, we're behind. I got sick. That was the problem. I got sick for 2 weeks, and that put us way behind everybody. So we're sorry.
Well, but most of the drafts aren't until March, and we should have everything done.
We got to have everything done by that, or we'll be
done by the end of February, and then good back to being in our primo in game shape.
Sounds good, Timmy. What's for dinner before we get out of here?
What's for dinner tonight? I have no idea. I haven't a clue because Jody's cooking and I'm going over to her place for supper and I have no idea what's for supper tonight. But I know it's going to be better than the options should I decide to cook supper here myself. How's that?
Yeah, it's good.
Probably a chicken dish.
We are, Timmy, terrible weather here. So there's apparently a nor'easter coming up the East Coast, and we got rain today. And I think it's 3 inches of rain, flooding everywhere.
Wow,
it's just really bad.
That's
so
crazy.
We've been stuck here in the house all day. So I went out and got us some chicken salad for lunch. So just a little place here on the island. So we might have that leftover, couple turkey burgers that I can cook up. So stuff like that. So. We'll find something, but nothing fancy at all. Lori's not cooking, so.
Yeah, I was gonna say leftover Sundays are usually a leftover day for you, if I'm not mistaken.
For sure, always. Yeah, Lori had a board meeting that she had to go to yesterday, so it was. Things are a little kind of we're busy, so that's been the problem here for this weekend. But we'll get back on it on Monday, so.
Yeah, and like I said, I think we're humming along at a pretty good pace. So hopefully, we get a couple more of those positional analysis done this week, and just keep on plugging forward. Again, I want to thank everybody who partook in the mock today. Great job! We got it done just in a pinch over 2 hours. So my thanks and appreciation for a job well done.
Totally agree, Timmy. Thanks for organizing this. Call out to Chris Winder. for organizing this. And again, people, the 13 guys that participate, if you win the league, you got my invite to come on our podcast for a 10-12 minute segment. And if you want to do that and brag about it, that's fine. That we'd love to have you. So anybody but John Dean. I'm mad with him at the moment. So I'm sure it will fade, but at the moment I'm mad with him. So.
And with that, I'm going to break into some chocolate chip cookies and put my feet up.
Sounds great, Timmy.
Rich, we'll catch you this week.
Enjoy. Be well.
Be well.